Hi, everyone. Dan Cassidy here. Welcome back to the Viewpoints podcast series on the UBS Market Moves podcast channel with my colleague Burkhard Varnholt. Burkhard, welcome back as we're recording this week on a Tuesday. I know it's been another whirlwind week of deal diplomacy and market recovery. I'm glad that we covered the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia during our conversation last Thursday. That was quite fascinating. And as you and I are speaking today, I know President Trump is announcing some big deals in Riyadh. So why don't we discuss, Burkhard, the recent market recovery and deal diplomacy today?
Well, absolutely, Dan. There's so many moving parts and much ground to cover as we speak.
Definitely. So to begin, Burkhard, what would you say are things which surprised you about the recent stock market recovery since April 2nd?
Well, so let me just name three that come to mind. The first one is clearly the speed and the scope of the recovery was just quite stunning. Well, you know, we all remember there was a great sense of gloom after Donald Trump's tariff announcements in the Rose Garden on April 2nd, and then markets recovered fast and furious. So far, this has been one of the fastest Wall Street recoveries in history. And so bravo to that, and bravo to the resilience of U.S. businesses and businesses around the world. The investor bottom line to me is never underestimate the ingenuity of businesses in dealing with crises. I think the second thing that surprised me is that this global rotation we discussed early on in the year still holds. While the U.S. has recovered so fast, but while U.S. stocks have pared their losses, the rest of the world actually had a pretty stellar year. Year to date, global stocks ex-U.S. are up 10%. And in terms of regions, LATAM leads the world. Who would have thought? So they're up 20%. They're followed by Europe and China, who are both up 15%. For China, that's Hong Kong. And EMEA is up 10%. And global emerging markets are also doing well, being up 6%. So the investor bottom line to this surprise to me is it seems like Donald Trump brings out the best in the rest of the world, like no other that I could remember. He makes other countries raise the bar on their competitiveness, raise their defense and infrastructure spending, while the dollar softening is a boon for emerging markets, as we also discussed last week. And the third surprise, I think, is that bond markets actually didn't blink. You know, I think that could have really saved the darkest day in April. Good enough. Global bond markets seem in pretty good shape today to me. They offer decent yields, diversification, protection. They reflect global resilience and the passing of inflation, in my view. So here my bottom line is being long bonds and long stocks is still the best way of keeping your staying power as an investor in fast-moving markets.
Well, Burkhard, thank you for that assessment and guidance. Of course, we have to spend a few moments covering the U.S.-China trade deal, which has seemingly lift stocks here, there, and everywhere. What's your take on that? Is it time for markets to say all clear?
Well, let me say yes and no to that one. On a positive note, seems that yesterday's press conference showed at least that was my take, that both sides really, really want a deal because both sides still need each other. Don't forget that. China's still producing more than its own market can absorb, so it needs to export its goods to other countries. We all know that. And for consumers and central banker, that's actually a good thing because China exports deflation. There's a saying, China's pain is the other country's gain, as the other countries can take advantage of cheap Chinese prices. And investors should also realize that the U.S. still needs a lot from China, too. Just remember the rare earth we need for all the EVs and smartphones and what have you. Lots and lots of intermediate goods, and last but not least, continued access to the Chinese consumer market. But then, on the other hand, it'd be too early to praise the day just yet. As we've seen, the tensions are still high, and a deal is only done when it's really done and sealed. That's something I learned in my career. And meanwhile, and precisely for that reason, expect China to double down on stimulating and diversifying its own economy. they've been preparing for this for the last 10 years, and now is the time where they've lined up lots and lots of stimuluses to buffer the fallout. That's why, intriguingly, the China investment opportunity is still a contrarian call to me, with more upside than many on Wall Street think. And on the back of China diversifying from the U.S., do bear in mind that Brazil and other LATAM countries are really hoping to take advantage. That's why their markets are doing so well this year. They're actually the top performers in the global performance derby.
Well, Burkhard, thank you for sharing those thoughts. Perhaps to round up our conversation for this week, I would like to revisit the recession concerns which investors were so worried about a month ago. Have these concerns now disappeared in light of recent market developments?
Well, we could think so when looking at both the stock market as well as the bond market, which have done so well. And yet, what I find interesting is the bull-bear ratios and Wall Street economists in their majority are still expecting a recession. But then, you know, that's always like waiting for Godot. And as we know, Godot never comes. And we're still in no recession camp. Full disclosure, we're not in a recession camp. We still trust in the resilience and the ingenuity of U.S. business owners as well as businesses around the world. We trust in the shopping culture, which means that people shop when they're happy, but they also shop when they're not so happy. And so far, the U.S. labor market is doing just fine. Wealth levels are still high. Thank you very much. They recovered. The Q1 earnings season was strong, and we still see no recession in forward earnings, nor in PEs, but we do see strong opportunities in some of our favorite themes, like the AI theme, the energy transition, or the changing demographic profile of our societies. So, look, I'll reiterate what I said in the beginning of the year. Stay invested at all times. Don't be gloomy because of recession forecasts. It's likely that you'll be more entertained by watching Waiting for Godot. And make sure that you got the world in your hands. That, I do believe, will do well for you.
Well, Burkhard, as always, do appreciate your clarity, thoughts, and guidance around global markets and some recent developments we've been seeing on the trade front, how they've been impacting global markets and the economy. So a great catching up with you today, Burkhard, as always, and do look forward to resuming with our conversation again soon.
Absolutely. Thank you very much, Dan, for having me here. It's always a great pleasure. Have a great rest of the day. Speak again next week. Take care. Bye now.
Thank you for tuning in. Be sure to visit ubs.com/studios to view the entire UBS Studios suite of podcast channels, along with our video offerings, such as UBS Trending. You can also follow us on Instagram for content highlights at UBS Trending. UBS Studios is part of the UBS Chief Investment Office within UBS Global Wealth Management. Visit ubs.com/CIO to view the latest research.
UBS Chief Investment Office's investment views are prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS AG or its affiliate, UBS. This material has no regard to the specific investment objectives, financial situation, or particular needs of any specific recipient and is published for informational purposes only. As a firm providing wealth management services to clients globally, UBS AG and its subsidiaries offer both investment advisory services and brokerage services. Investment advisory services and brokerage services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. For information, please visit our website at ubs.com/workingwithus. For a full legal disclaimer applicable to the independent investment views produced by UBS, please visit our website at ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer.